The smell of smoke from wood-burning stoves and fireplaces is common this time of year. For many, it's a pleasant scent. For others, a trigger for respiratory problems. And new medical research now suggests that exposure to wood smoke poses other, possibly more serious health risks for just about everyone, especially children.
Smoke from fireplaces and wood stoves is a major source of winter pollution in a lot of parts of the world, but up till now, relatively little was known about the specific hazards that were in that smoke.
That's Cheryl Katz, an East Bay reporter for Environmental Health News. She's been researching and writing about this issue and notes that while particles in wood smoke have long been recognized as an irritant in the lungs, more penetrating analysis of those particles has identified more ominous concerns.
We're finding that within the particles there are toxic chemicals that are damaging themselves. These can break down cells and cell parts, including genetic material. They also set off a reaction that can make the body's own defenses go haywire and become less effective at fighting disease.
This was confirmed, Katz says, in a study from Denmark, which isolated wood smoke carrying air for one group against clean air for another.
The researchers did a toxicological examination of the tiny particles of air pollution that they found in the air surrounding a village where most of the homes were heated by wood stoves. And they compared the particles in that air to particles in background air in a similar area, but an area that was not contaminated by the wood smoke. And what they found was that the wood smoke particles were considerably more damaging to human health in many ways.
Specifically, she continues, the researchers linked the wood smoke particles to DNA damage in the people who breathed the smoke.
When they compared the two groups, they found that the wood smoke caused more DNA damage, which they measured through strand breaks. The cells that were dosed with the wood smoke particles actually showed broken strands of DNA and also other types of mutations in the DNA and genetic material.
One of the researchers, Katz wrote, likened the wood smoke's toxicity to that of car exhaust.
In the areas that had the highest levels of pollution that were shown by monitors measuring air quality, the children in those areas, within 2 months of a high exposure episode, were about 1.3 times as likely to go to the doctor and be diagnosed with an ear infection as those in the lower exposure groups.
Other recent studies have concentrated on the ill effects the smoke has on young children, and found that exposure to that smoke correlates to more ear infections.
They believe that factors in the wood smoke suppress the children's immune system so that they were unable to fight off bacteria and viruses that normally live in the upper respiratory tract in the nose and throat. So because the immune system was essentially inactivated, those bacteria and viruses were able to migrate up the eustachian tubes, up through the back of the throat, up into the ear, and establish themselves in the middle ear and do their nasty work.
Home air filters are one way to minimize the risks in areas where smoke is prevalent, Katz wrote. But whenever possible, it's a good idea to keep upwind of any smoke, whether it's coming out of your chimney or a neighbor's. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.